New Yorkers love their bagels and Londoners their fish and chips. For Berliners, it's the Döner Kebab, a Turkish specialty of meat and salad packed in pita bread. This year marks the 30th anniversary of the opening of the first Döner Kebab stand in Berlin. NPR's Guy Raz has this report on Germany's favorite fast food.
The smell of fresh raw meat fills Remzi Kaplan's Döner Kebab factory in western Berlin.
We take spiced and flavored minced meat. We stack the meat on a spike and then weigh it. Here, take a look at the spike we made today.
Two dozen young Turkish men hack hunks of raw veal off the shoulder of a small carcass. Remzi Kaplan, with a few streaks of blood on his white apron, inspects the workers as they stack the meat on the tall spikes, beef, veal, and lamb.
Fleisch, also Kalbsbrust ist das, Kalbsbrust.
This is some of the meat that we add. Today, it's slices of calves' breasts. We cut them up and then stack them between layers of minced meat.
Kaplan's father came to Germany from Turkey 30 years ago as a guest worker. Today, Remzi Kaplan is something like a Döner kingpin. He produces around 10% of all Döner meat in Germany. Soon, the spikes of meat will cook, rotating vertically, slowly sweating out beads of fat that drip into a tray below. The result looks something like a cooked elephant leg. On a good day, the Rosenthaler snack bar, a few miles from Remzi Kaplan's factory, can go through 500 pounds of Döner meat. Skilled servers shear paper-thin slices from the meat log and stuff a pile into a pita-like bread pocket. Eberhard Seidel, food critic for the daily Tagesschau Zeitung, comes to the Rosenthaler snack bar as often as possible.
The Döner kebab is much more cheaper than, for example, a hamburger or a cheeseburger, and you have much more. You get much more for your money. You get salad, bread, meat. Yeah, the taste is good.
Good enough to have turned the Döner kebab into a $3.5 billion industry across Germany. With more than 750,000 Turks in Berlin, the city is now considered the worldwide capital of Döner kebab, and Remzi Kaplan likes to take some of the credit.
Döner sieht man auf dem Spieß und
when you see a Döner slowly roasting on a spike, you can't help but want to eat it. It's cheap, and you don't have to sit in a restaurant all day waiting to be served.
Now, Remzi Kaplan has his sights on East Asia, where, he hopes, Döners will be as common as rice. Guy Raz, NPR News, Berlin.